jumps, the players bump, the fans all go insane. Summer roars, Johnny scores, the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name. It's a good old hockey game. Hello, and welcome to the Odd Man Rush. It is Monday, November 7th. I'm Sean, and before we get started, I just need to ask, Chad, you feeling okay there, bud?
I'm feeling better, man. You know, I had had a little bit of a cold. I appreciate it, taking a week off.
All right, we got Chad back. Andrew, you there, Ben?
Yeah, you know, feeling 100%. I'm not a bitch, so I don't get colds, and I'm always ready to
work. All right, so I'm going to leave.
All right.
Yeah.
Off to a hot start. There we go. We've been away for a week now. I know you've missed us. We were on the shelf with some illness, you know, put on short-term IR. But
we're on IR, just drinking beers.
Drinking beers, watching hockey.
I'm day-to-day right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back. We're back. We're ready to go. Please remember to subscribe and follow us on Twitter at @_oddmanrush or send us an email at theoddmanrushpodcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. We got a lot of stuff to cover this week because someone had to miss last week.
So is this going to be the theme? I was totally not forewarned here.
You're just going to shit on Chad all
the time. No, it's okay. I deserve it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Like, how dare you have a job and, you know, get sick?
Yeah.
Some garbage.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, so big news around the league recently. We got the Rangers offense just going absolutely crazy.
Losing their minds right now.
They really are. They've scored 5 goals in 5 straight games. They lead the league in goal differential.
It's nuts. And especially
26.
Yeah. They got,
how is that?
I have no idea. Like, I mean, plus you got, look, they don't even have to do that. They've got, you know, Henrik in goal. Right. So, I mean, it's just, they're just going off. And it's really just the young guys, you know, VC and Miller, they're starting to hit their stride, and I mean, they're just putting them up. And Lundqvist, is all he's got to do is, I mean, he can let in 4 goals every night, and you know he's not going to do that, and they're still going to win. So that's why they're on top of the division right now.
Right, 5 straight. I mean, it's kind of incredible. I think they're first in the league too, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they're just absolutely dominating.
Yeah,
no, I think the Canadians have 21 points. I'm sorry, they have 20, but still, it's. That goal differential is incredible.
Yeah,
they look real good. And, I mean, this is like, they got probably like a year or two left of like vintage Lundqvist. So if they're going to do it, they got to do it now. And, I mean, them and Montreal both look really good this year.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been saying there's like a year or two left of Lundqvist for like about 7 years now.
Yeah, well, goalies are freaks, though. So, I mean, I remember when Brodeur was playing. It was like every year I was like, this has got to be his last year, right? He's like 90 years old and he plays for the Devils, so he's getting like 50 plus shots on him a night. It was just ridiculous, and he would just always come back for I mean, he was like the Jager of goalies, but he kind of faded off at the end there though.
Yeah, they managed to stay healthy.
He definitely did go out on top, but
I don't know. I just didn't see this Rangers thing coming at all. I didn't think they were going to be that good of a team. Like, I thought they'd make the playoffs, but I didn't think they'd be doing this kind of thing at all.
I believe I had them first in the East.
Yeah, you had them winning the division for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's just
nice,
Rick Nash.
It's a nice little brag by you.
Well, yeah, I mean, sweet brag. You know, I pretty much nailed it as per usual, but the one thing to watch is just if their defense can keep more, because you know when they're playing like the really good teams down the stretch, they're not going to be putting up 5 plus a game. I mean, you just can't do that. So I mean, it'll be interesting to watch, especially you know towards once we hit longer into the season, how some of those older guys hold up.
Yeah. So elsewhere in the league, something that we did not nail: the Predators are off to a pretty bad start. They are 3-5-3, and not looking so great.
No, understatement of the year. They're looking bad. It's it's tough to watch, man. I mean, I think they're on a losing streak right now, right? I think they lost the last 2.
Yeah, not good. Not good games either. Pekka's been okay. Everybody's on him because, oh well, he's not the same Pekka that we were expecting. But like, it's not his fault. So like, yeah, he's got some pretty shit numbers this year. I mean, it's true. He's got like a 2.63 goals against. And, I mean, I remember at the very beginning of the season, he was letting in, like, 4-plus a night. And, I mean, you're just not going to win when you're giving up 4 plus goals, but right. I mean their defense is just shit.
Right. I mean they had an impressive win early on. I think they took down the Blackhawks. They played them back to back. We were talking about that. I think they split. And after that though, I mean they don't beat anybody that is kind of above them. You know, I mean they take down the Avalanche, but you got to expect that a little bit. I think the Avalanche is right there with them in the standings. But every other team that they lost to, it's like, I don't know, you expect them to compete a little better there.
So I was looking at some of the underlying stats as to why they haven't been doing so good, and it's really not that bad, like their possession numbers and stuff. I mean, I'm not an expert in all that, and I'm not going to go through it all because we're not nerds. But is this just a product of having younger players? They're one of the younger teams in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a couple of things. I mean, obviously, it's a very small sample size, but, you know, we're going to talk about it anyway. I think it's just they've had some bad luck games so far, and on top of that, I mean, everybody talks about, you know, their young players, but a lot of their young guys, most of their young guys, you know, I'm not going to put PK in there, but, you know, Johansson and Forsberg are their two, like, number one young guys, and they both are at top of their team in points. So it's not like they're not producing.
Right.
It's just you got to be good on both sides of the puck, and they just haven't yet. And so they're scoring okay. I mean, they're scoring an okay amount of goals, and everybody's kind of contributing, but it just hasn't come together in, you know, a full game's performance. Like, it seems like they're each individually playing pretty well. But as the team's just not winning. So, I mean, it'll come.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I think they're good. You know, I think it's a product of Shea Weber leaving, too. You know, I think he was kind of like that vet there. And they're, like Andrew was saying, it's all a bunch of young guys. They don't really have that guy to crowd around. I mean, Mike Fisher's the man. Yeah, you know, he's a great captain. But Shea Weber, that hurts.
I feel like people have been saying that, and I have, like, kind of a different approach because I just don't think – obviously, Weber was a big part of their team, but, you know, they still got Mike Ribeiro and Fisher. And
yeah, you got Mike Ribeiro in the corner doing all the blow.
Yeah, so they got –
I'm not saying that they don't have veterans, but he was the – Shea Weber was the captain for a long time. I don't know how long, but, I mean, 5-plus years, I'm sure.
I just remember, I guess, it was one of those first two games against the Blackhawks, and P.K. Subban, he was manhandling – Patrick Kane. I mean, like, more physical than Shea Weber would have even been. I mean, all over the ice, just knocking him around. He couldn't do anything all night. And I saw that, and I said, they're not going to miss Shea Weber. Because PK, you know, he's more of an offensive guy, but he's still a big dude. And he was just pushing people around the ice. He was just knocking them down and being physical, even when he didn't have to be. He was just, right. You know,
dominant. He definitely brings the physicality, but I think, too, that Shea Weber probably offered something in the locker room.
I think Shea Weber is more consistent in that aspect.
Yeah.
Like, because I watched a couple more Preds games since then, and PK just kind of – it kind of just depends on what he feels like doing that night, you know?
Right.
I mean, sometimes he'll just kind of run around and try and score goals all night, and he'll get out of position. Other times he's playing very defensively. He's a very odd player to watch, but you know, I think we all think they're gonna turn it around, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got a real tough schedule. I think that might be the only thing.
Oh yeah, they're opening not so much anymore, but they're opening, you know, 10 games was pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll turn it around there. Back to something that we definitely nailed. That's how we do it here. We lead with something. We'll give you something that we messed up, and then we're coming right back at you with something that we nailed, make it sound great again.
The old success sandwich.
Yeah, there you go. The Canucks have not won a game since we said they were not going to win a game.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Sorry, guys.
We really nailed that one. And they've been, like, getting shut out a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not just like, they're losing some games. It's like they're getting shit on.
Yeah, there's only three
almost
teams.
Almost every night. There's been a couple overtime games they've lost, but other than that, I mean, they're just getting roughed up.
There's only three teams that have 7 losses so far. It's the Canucks, the Coyotes, the Jets. That's not a good class to be in.
Yeah. They I mean, we said it. We said they're not, like, this is not going to be sustained. They can't do it. And I honestly, I mean, I think everybody else kind of thought that too. They were just kind of talking them up, but I mean, they've been bad since then, and I think terrible. You can really see it in their goaltending's been pretty poor. Mostly, I mean, even when their goaltending's good, they just don't seem to put up any points on the other side. So I remember there's been like two games where Ryan Miller's just looked phenomenal. I mean, he's looked like Ryan Miller of old, and they're still losing like 1-0 or 2-0.
Yeah,
so
they're
I mean,
bad.
It's just nuts.
We shouldn't really spend too much time talking about them because it's
no. Let's just you suck and yeah.
Well, we'll see. 5 road games in a row. Maybe they're just hurting right now.
I mean, I'm not even overreacting. Their season's over.
Oh my god!
Get up. Okay, you saying it?
I'm not overreacting, but they're done.
I'm not even overreacting.
Oh my god. All right, anyway, the Blue Jackets dropped 10 on the Canadiens the other night.
The Canadiens didn't drop 10 didn't have 10 scored against them in the 8 games before them.
Yeah, and then...
Oh, combined, yeah.
And then
combined,
the Blue Jackets. The Blue Jackets dropped 10 on them.
Dude, I'm not a huge believer that... Well, first of all, I think Tortorella's a dick, and I don't think he's a very good coach. So,
yeah.
I'm not on board with him.
I
but
think
I
most
think
people agree with that.
They're a sleeper, like, you can't, they're not an automatic win, that team. And, I mean, it's weird because they're not good, but they seem to just, there's been a couple of games where they've just, like, blown their opponents out. Like, maybe not on the scoreboard, but as far as playing, I mean, they're just way better. And they don't really have a ton of talent. It seems, I think we said this before, they look like a bunch of, like, their entire team is just a bunch of third liners. But,
it's true. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean,
and now,
they got a lot of good plus or minus guys.
Yeah.
You know?
And Seth Jones just got hurt, too. But,
yeah.
That was nuts. I've never heard, like, so many cannons being fired. It was just, like, I'm sure people who weren't at the game were like, are we under attack? Like, what the fuck's going on? Because it was just like they scored 8 in what, the first two periods?
Yeah.
I mean, they went off. A lot of those goals were just not. Montoya didn't have a shot in hell.
To clarify, for people who didn't see the game, Al Montoya was in net for the Canadiens. So this didn't happen on Carey Price's watch.
No,
this,
not on Carey Price.
Yeah,
right. And whatever. They didn't pull him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, maybe just, you know, so your goaltender doesn't shoot himself after the game?
Yeah, well,
you know, gotta pull him out so that... I mean, goalies are weird. And,
yeah.
You know, you just leave him hanging out there to dry for 10 goals? And, I mean, holy shit.
But this is
if
why...
I was him, I would have been like, I'm fake an injury. I need to get out of here, man.
Feelings hurt.
Yeah, holy shit, man.
This is
that
why you
nuts.
Shouldn't have a goalie whose name sounds like he could be like a Coke dealer in Miami in the
80s. Yeah.
Al Montoya.
You
it's
come
me,
to my home.
Me.
Al Montoya.
Anyway.
He doesn't sound like that.
He definitely doesn't talk like that, but it would be great if he did.
95%. That's
just
how
like the post game. I let up 10 goals.
The cocaines.
Moving on to the Islanders, who have just been also bad, but they showcased a fourth line the other night that was worth over $13 million. It was Ladd, Cizikas, and Kuhlman.
That's incredible how Ladd's even buried down there.
Yeah, why? They
well,
just refuse.
He's been butt with Tavares. Like, the whole reason they brought him there was so that he would play with Tavares, and he just hasn't done anything.
Yeah, but we're, like, hardly into the season at all, you know? I don't know.
I know,
they just
but maybe
refuse.
It was just a warning shot to him. Like, look, if you're not gonna play, I'm gonna stick you on the fourth line. I don't even know if they've moved him back yet because it's the Islanders. I don't really care. But
I just don't think that's a good way to jumpstart a guy.
No, I don't disagree with you, but I mean,
give him less minutes.
Production out of your guys somehow.
Yeah, they just refuse to put any talent around John Tavares.
I know, it's so dumb.
Someone needs to do something about it.
Yeah, I mean,
free John
like,
Tavares.
It's just ridiculous. It's like, hey, you know, we've got this guy in his prime. Let's just surround him with a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, a guy who at one time, he was going to be the next one. Remember when he was coming up, he was the next one. And then, you know, the Islanders get him, and they're just like, you got to play with a traffic cone and a piece of shit.
Like, yeah. The scary thing for, like, the Islanders and Columbus and even the Hurricanes, like, they're being in the Metropolitan Division is so tough that they don't have a chance, you know? It sucks. Yeah. It's like, there's a lot of these teams that I'm interested in. Tavares, obviously, really exciting to watch. Columbus, Philly, I mean, I don't feel like they're going to compete.
I like the Canes. I think
the Canes have been like a fun pick for people.
If they can even get just like a decent start, they're like the Eastern Stars. They're like the Dallas Stars of the East. They have two goalies who both suck, but they're on. But they just re-signed them. Like Cam Ward was a free agent, and he was like, "Oh well, let's bring him back." I mean, they just didn't have anything. The Stars are like, "Fuck, we don't have anything else either. Let's give him like a $10 million contract."
Right. Yeah, they're making interesting choices.
It's
for
just
sure.
So crazy.
They lost a lot of hard games, though, a lot of division games that you just don't want to lose early on.
Who, Carolina?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I mean, and it's got to be, you know, just so disheartening as a team, because they're a pretty good offensive team, and even their defense is, you know, I would say above average. To just see your goalie giving up like these routine shots on net. Like not nothing special, just like a bouncer on the ground, and it's not like you left him out to dry, but it's just like, goddamn. I mean, we can't win. So, you know, that's got to be weird. They've got to be, as a morale on that team, I mean, they've got to be just
right. That's a good point. I drag you down.
So I feel bad for them.
All right.
They play tomorrow. Another division game. Devils.
Well, if they can beat anyone. Hopefully it would be the Devils. The Devils are like the most vanilla white bread team to watch.
Vanilla white bread hockey team.
Yeah. Oh yeah, vanilla. You never had vanilla white bread?
Sure. All right, yeah. We're gonna have some Jacob Trouba action. Jacob Trouba just signed today, 2-year deal worth $6 million. It's about great time.
There you go. Way to do something.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player. Obviously, this is gonna be good for the Jets. They've been losing some games that I feel like they should have won. I feel like they probably should have taken at least one from the Capitals when they had that back-to-back. I think Trouba's going to be a big piece for them this year. Not that I think the Jets are going to go anywhere, but I think he substantially improves their hockey team.
Oh, yeah, so healthy guy. Played every game, I think, in the last couple seasons.
Well, he played 81 last year, so most of them, yeah.
Okay.
How much is he making? It's like $3 million a year?
Yeah.
So it's 2 years, $6
million? Yep.
See, the thing is, and I just kind of realized this now because I saw that money and I was like, no, that's not that good, really.
Well, it's just a 2-year deal, so he'll be coming into his prime and he'll get another contract.
No, I agree, and I think it's a good move, and I don't think anybody really thought that he was going to sit out the whole year because that's...
You would hope not. That'd be crazy.
Just so dumb. But you gotta put it into perspective as, you know, I'm sure he was asking for more of like a Rasmus Ristolainen kind of money, and... They were like, no, you're a third-line defenseman, you know? Like, it would, you know, I'm sure that they would love to put him up on, like, a higher line, like the first or second line. But they just can't because they've got – you're not going to bump Byfuglien, right?
Right.
You're not going to bump Tyler Myers. So it's – I kind of understand why they weren't willing to give him – you know, that money, and why I understand, again, too, why he was, they just kind of have the depth on defense where veteran guys, like, you're not going to bump them. And he was like, okay, well, I think I have top line stuff, so I should be getting paid accordingly. But
yeah, I think it's a smart deal for sure. I mean,
I'm just not sure young, how much 22, 23. He's going to add. I think he's really good. I think he's a really good young guy. I'm not sure how much of a difference, Sean, he's going to make because, again, he's a third line guy, so maybe a little bit more stability in the back. But it's not like he's out there, you know, as much as these other guys are. And
well, Byfuglien,
you know,
plays.
He hasn't played.
Byfuglien plays more minutes than anybody in the league. He's playing like 30 minutes a game. So
right.
I mean,
so
and that's
expect,
not sustainable. Like, there's no way he could do
would
that.
You expect Trouba to eat up some of those minutes, especially with how old Byfuglien is and how young Trouba is. But you know, he hasn't played for the entire season so far and the preseason, so it's going to take a while for him to just
right.
I don't think he can even practice with the team until he's signed, right?
Right. Well, I imagine he's gonna jump back in, and they have to. They're gonna have to put him in.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, right off the bat, I mean, he's just not gonna be. It's gonna take him, you know, maybe a month to get back up to speed.
Right.
And then, you know, it just sucks to see that because now he's basically missed 2 months of the season, even though he's gonna play. All the time it's gonna take to get back in, he's basically missed 2 months, and I mean that's a long time for.
I think this deal,
guy, especially numbers wise,
might make him easier to move for the Jets if they do want to trade him. Because 2 years, $6 million, I think that's a good value deal. They could sign him at trade him at the deadline this year, and then you still get a year and a half of of Trouba for some.
Yeah, I was thinking
that.
About that.
So that might be something to look out for.
Do you think? I mean, do you think that's their move?
I don't know.
If you had to take a guess right now, like if you think they're okay, if they're gonna deal him at all,
I can't imagine.
Out, you know,
I can't imagine that that relationship has to be terrible between Trouba and the team now. Like he's already made it clear that he wants to leave, and if you're gonna trade him and get something good in return, you might as well do it as soon as possible when his value is the highest.
I think they probably deal him unless there's some magical, you know, rekindling of relationship. You know, maybe they take him out to a nice dinner and, you know, they just get to talking one night and decide it's best for both of them.
The sure. time no, the I time mean, for dinner is we're way past that, Andrew.
All right, maybe they go up to the cottage on the shore for a nice weekend.
You can't woo me with your cottage. All right.
You don't know.
So it's the start of November. Anyway, that got weird. It's the start of November in the NHL. Which is nice.
Great.
So everyone's gonna be growing dumb facial hair, but I love November in the NHL because it's great to like love a sport that actually cares about fighting cancer rather than another one, like you know that other sport that pretends to care about cancer, but really they're just trying to rope in like an untapped demographic with pink things.
Right, and make more jersey sales, etc., with pink stuff.
Yeah. Killing it.
Yeah, but you love every pregame they have the jerseys and they're auctioning them off and things like that. It's just it's good to see. It's a.
It's
good,
also
good
nice
story.
To see that they didn't just go, okay, breast cancer. It's like they realize okay, there's a ton of different types of cancer. Let's just make it about cancer in general. You know, we're not going to single anything out. It's all shitty. So let's just be in support of all of fighting against all of it and all those people that. Are afflicted with it. So that's nice to see as well that, they took a more broad aspect and it's really inclusive of more people.
Yeah. And they bring people to the games and stuff. It's nice to see cool,
they're
good
at this stuff.
Activism.
They do this kind of thing the right way.
And not like, look, the players wear pink towels.
ESPN will start covering hockey now because of the beards though. That's what's disappointing.
I did have something about that. Cause with the state of the NHL the way it is, everybody has facial hair already.
Right.
Yeah, like the Sharks won't change at all.
Right, like they...
Everyone on the Sharks looks the same.
Hey, you can't shave. Okay.
The thing would be if they instead, they all shaved all their beards off and just went, clean shaven for a month.
A November.
Ooh! What?
They don't even have to do anything.
I guess you just capitalized the no.
Yeah, well, the month just handed me that one. That's a joke just writing itself.
Oh, my God.
That was terrible.
Oh,
I love it. All right, let's get to some stuff that we missed from last week that we wanted to talk about. Sidney Crosby made his return, finally missed a couple games. So
why is he so good?
He's 6 games in so far. He's under his belt, and he's tied for the league leading goals.
Hey.
With 8. He has 8 goals.
It's so weird because compared to the other guys, most of his goals are just, lurking. He's that guy.
He is, that's him.
He's just always in the right place.
I don't know how he does it. He does the little things so well. He does everything well, but, you can really tell he's on his game when he's just doing it, when he's in the right place at the right time. And he always
a lot
is.
Of people would assume, he's just getting lucky on these things, but... When you play, he's reading the ice the entire time, and he realizes, okay, if I get into this position, I'm going to draw a guy over here. If he takes a shot from the left hash, you know, they practice this in practice all the time. He's going to aim, you know, low for probably the left pad. That's going to come off right to me. And so I'll circle behind the net and go there. Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. But if you do that enough times, you read the play that well, eventually those kind of things fall into place and you're there.
Sure. He seems to be holding the puck longer this year. It's, you know, it seems like he's more, maybe more decisive, or he just, maybe he wants to score more. But I feel like he has a lot more possession than I typically remember what seeing him have.
I'm just happy he's picked up where he left off, because we were really excited about him to come into the season after what he showed in the World Cup, where he was looking great. In the end of last year, he was looking great, and he's right back to it. So that's good. Like, you know, it's a better league when he's playing well.
Going back to what you said, Chad, I had noticed that a little bit too, but I hadn't put those two together, is that he just looks stronger in general, like physically.
Yeah.
You know, and now that you mention it, you know, the way he's been holding the puck, he's always been strong, especially on his feet, when people are trying to take the puck away from him. But he just, you know, he seems to just get low and be able to, you know, shed people.
He was always kind of, I don't want to use the word cutesy like I would typically use it, but with his play, he's like, yeah, slick or kind of, you know, clever.
Slippery.
But I feel like now
he's hard to get a hold of him. It's hard to pin him down.
He hasn't necessarily been that guy this year, you know. He's been more go for it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, he looks good. And, you know, now with Matt Murray back, I mean, this is a little bit of a diversion, but with Matt Murray back, I mean, he just shut out the Sharks. They look good. And,
yeah, pump your team up. We're listening.
Yep, I'm feeling good about it. Yeah, that's it.
So he's tied for the league lead in goals, tied with Patrick Laine and Artem Anisimov, which is really strange. And then there are six players tied for second with 7 goals, including Alex Ovechkin, which is nice.
Yeah.
It came out last week.
Crosby is leading Ovechkin in goals?
All right, take it easy.
Stop the presses.
He's better now.
Ovechkin's holding off.
The rivalry's back on.
Rivalry.
So the NHL said last week that they're now going to restrict all-star voting to, quote, bona fide NHL players.
That's so incredibly subjective. I mean, yeah, how do you even compare, like, what's the, you know, what's the parameters for defense versus, you know, how do you even compare?
How do you quantify what a bona fide player is?
Yeah,
that's the bottom line.
I mean, basically,
it's basically a way for the NHL to say, these are the players you can choose from.
They're doing this because they would just hate to have something fun happen
John
again.
Scott.
Yeah, like, you guys had way too much fun last year. We got to dial the fun back. They're doing what you said. They're not giving us what we want.
Yeah, they're doing it.
So
like, Chimera is on the first line, right? So, in theory, if you said, okay, all the first liners,
don't even
bona fide,
say it. Don't
then
even
Chimera
say it.
Is a bona fide all-star.
No.
I mean, they're doing what I told them to do. They're taking away, they're not giving us what we want anymore. They're taking the old NFL, NBA approach. They're saying, look, we're giving you what you get, and you're going to like it. And, I think it's a good move for the league.
Everyone in Latvia can't vote in someone who doesn't really, you know, shouldn't be there or whatever.
Right. They're not going to be,
the
you
whole
know,
internet
Paul
can't.
Dizzinetti into the All-Star game this
year.
Oh,
I would love that.
It would be the best. That's the thing.
But I think
it's
he would
like,
have to be in the NHL.
Stop having fun.
I don't think he's
stop
in the
having
NHL.
Fun.
Capitals prospect Madison Bowie Instagrammed a picture of himself smoking a blunt last week. That's a good
one. Madison Blowy, am I right?
Oh, God.
Boo.
That was terrible.
Well, I don't see you guys getting out there, putting yourself out there, making the jokes, okay?
All right. What an idiot, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you throw everything away for that?
Madison,
not necessarily like you did, but...
Oh, well.
Don't worry, he deleted it soon after, but like, what are you doing?
He deleted it, so it's, he didn't do it.
Well, it's in D.C., so it's not... It's decriminalized in D.C.
It's not in D.C. It was in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Either way, I mean...
That's no bueno. Idiot move either way, but...
Yeah, real dumb thing.
Real scumbag move.
Why are you videotaping yourself doing drugs?
Who ever thought... This happens all the time. It's like, who's the guy who's like, yo, dude, check this out. I'm gonna videotape you. Just, like, do a drug real quick. And then we'll post it everywhere.
But, like, if I watch the video, he's definitely by himself.
So he was just doing it by... He was probably high already. And he was like, yo, you know what'd be sweet? What if I videotape myself?
Your perception of stoners is so disappointing.
Yeah. Do you only watch like high school comedies in the 90s? Is that what you do?
Everything I know about the weed is from Cheech and Chong's Adventures of Stuff and How to Get to White Castle. Or fuck, what's it called?
You're so good at movies. I and love it's our, been a running
recurring
thing.
Segment. Andrew reviews a movie.
That's my favorite one.
They're good.
That's my favorite one.
They're both good.
Oh man. Anyway, so, last week, before the Leafs Oilers game, Connor McDavid was asked about Austin Matthews, and he replied, "Quote, he's a good kid." That's that's Connor McDavid calling Austin Matthews a good kid. McDavid.
So smug.
McDavid is 19 years old. Austin Matthews is 19 years old.
He's a good kid.
That's like those two kids on the playground, but like one of them is just the cooler guy. He's just like kind of been like maybe the other kid's new at school, and they're both you know like seven, and he's like that guy's okay. He's a good kid. You're both children.
Like, you've had the strangest life experiences.
I've lived an interesting life.
Apparently. You walk outside, people are just dancing.
Dancing, fat guys are dancing.
Well, Austin Matthews' birthday is later.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah.
So he is older.
So, I mean, he's a good kid.
McDavid is an old 19. He was born in January. Matthews was born in September. So.
Yeah. He's been there, done that, you know.
Yeah, I'll take him under my wing. I'll show him the ropes.
These kids were born in 97, which just makes me hate everything.
Yeah, well.
And that, see, I could call them kids.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, we're old. Anyway, so let's review our NBC picks from last week, and then we'll do our ones from this week, just to, give everyone an update on the score. So last week, I took, what did we do? Yeah, we had the Lightning at Islanders, right?
Yeah.
And then we had the Sharks at the Coyotes. We all took the Lightning, right? No, Andrew took the Islanders. So that's a
way to go, dude. You killed.
Because I'm an idiot.
And then Chad Stamkos and I took the Lightning.
Unstoppable right now.
He's been great.
Really good. I think he's up there, right? Seven goals.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
So we took the Lightning. Chad and I did, and then.
Loss for me.
The Coyotes somehow beat the Sharks, which is great. God. Because you made me take the Coyotes.
That was a sneaky pick, John. Good pick.
Yeah, thanks.
Fuck you.
Hello, pick, Sean.
I just had a feeling. I feel it in my bones.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and bust this wide open because everybody took the Sharks. And then in the group chat, I was like, all right, guys, well, maybe one of us. Oh, I'm always the one who's taking the sleeper picks. And I was like, somebody take the Coyotes just so we don't have everybody taking the same team every week. And Sean was like, all right, I'll take them. And then they fucking won because, of course.
I don't remember it like that. I remember Sean sending a message in the group text. And he was like, have you guys seen the Yotes? They're killing it.
I said, nobody said that before.
I just thought, that's a nightmare of a matchup for the Sharks. They're definitely going to take it.
The only thing I remember is Sean goes, hey, the Coyotes cool. And then they won.
Yeah.
He was real high on them. I remember Sean being high on them.
No mottos, man. No mottos. Or whatever that letter said.
Except for our mottos. Except no mottos other than that.
And then for the Wednesday night game, Detroit at Philadelphia, I was the only one to make a pick. I asked you guys, no one answered. I picked the Wings, so that's.
Oh, good job.
We all take a.
You get a loss, but we don't.
No, you definitely get a loss.
I took the Flyers. You just didn't get my text, I guess.
Okay, grow up.
That's what must have happened.
At least
I took them too. Totally.
Yeah, see, I remember me and Chad were talking about it. He was like, hey, man, you taking the Flyers? I was like, totes, bro.
That must have been on the food cast.
Why do I talk like that? No.
That's us on the playground. That's how we talk.
Okay, got
it. So, yeah, that was on the food cast, though.
Yeah. So this week we have only one game for NBC. It's a Wednesday night rivalry night. Blackhawks at Blues. Who do you got?
I'm going to go Blackhawks. Shocker. I've been kind of pumping them up all year so far. I mean, you know the story. They got great talent. Patrick Kane looking great again. Nisimov, though, he's really looking great. I think MVP. 20 points he's up, or almost 20 points. I don't know exactly how many points he has, but I don't know. I'm with them. The same guys, they're not going anywhere.
I'm going to take the Blackhawks, too, actually. You know, surprising, again, Chicago on national TV. But
never see that.
Yeah, never.
This is actually a good rivalry, though.
Is this like the
typical Wednesday night rivalries? Right. I'm pretty pumped on this game.
Is this like their fifth nationally televised game?
Yeah, already. And it's been, what, like 5 weeks? So it's every week they've been on national TV. But, yeah, I took the – we did one of these before. They've already had a national broadcast game. So I think it was the first game of the season on Wednesday night. And it was Blackhawks Blues. I took the Blues, and they won. But they've been kind of skidding here recently. And the Blackhawks have – they're not getting pummeled on the power play as much anymore. So hopefully they stop the bleeding there. I just think, you know, I don't know. I got a feeling they're going to pull this one out.
Yeah, definitely. They've been looking real good lately. I think last 10 – they won 8 of the last 10, the Blackhawks did.
Yeah. I mean, their offense is fine. Again, like defense. I mean, Corey Crawford's been meh. Don't you have him on your fantasy team, Sean?
Crawford's been playing well.
Okay, so he's been good?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, fuck me.
So, good. Yeah.
Well, I'm taking the Blues. I'm taking the Blues on this one. Our boy Yakupov. Sweet. You know.
Okay. All in on Yako.
Absolutely.
Is that a good nickname? I just tried that one. Let me know.
It works for me. Honestly, with hockey nicknames, you just put like a Y or an O at the end of it, and that's
yeah, Yakker?
Yeah, or an R, yeah, or an ER. Whatever.
Sure.
Yaki.
Yaki. Yaki.
Whatever.
Something for those that don't know, we're speaking of Nail Yakupov.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
So something that we've been talking about doing is having a little segment talk about underrated players, players that we like, that we think don't really get a fair shake as far as people talking about them, or just, you know, aren't as popular, but, you know, play well for their respective teams. So does anyone want to start, kick off with who they want to put?
I can. Okay. My guy, JT Miller.
All right.
New York Rangers. I mean, he's pretty quiet. Definitely not somebody that was getting talked about a lot in the offseason or anything, or somebody that we brought up. But he's really, I mean, he's pulling the Rangers team together, I think. He had a good breakout year last year. I don't know. I think he could definitely be the guy for the, maybe not the forever future, but, you know, for a little while at least. He's a young guy. I think he could go far in the league for sure, even if it's not with the Rangers. But for now, he's a good he's definitely pulling their team together, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I feel like I can understand where you're coming from, especially in New York. You know, it's very easy for some of the younger guys to get overshadowed by, you know, the big name talents. You know, your Lundqvist or your Rick Nash or
Grabner,
so on. Yeah, well, Grabner. Yeah, so, no, I completely agree. I think he did get off to a really slow start this year, but recently he started to really turn it on, and he's been a really good player for them, and especially on that offense. Expect him to, you know, keep firing along with everybody else, and I think he's going to have a good season.
Yeah, and a real good goal differential, you know. I feel like that's important.
Yeah.
He's up there. I think he's top five guy.
Yeah, no doubt. You want me to go next?
Sure.
Okay. Well,
go for it, bud.
my underrated player is Teddy Purcell.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I actually saw him. I first kind of heard of him when he was playing for the Manchester Monarchs. I guess that was back in like 2009. I saw them play. I go up to New Hampshire every year to go skiing, and so we, you know, we just went ahead and got tickets, or somebody gave us tickets to the Manchester Monarchs game, and he was playing, and I just kind of noticed him out there, and I liked the way he played. So once he made it into the league he played for the Kings immediately, but I didn't really notice he was even in the league until he was with the Lightning. I noticed him and I was like, hey, you know, this kid's got talent. And even, especially on that Lightning team, it's super easy to be overshadowed with all the talent they have. I mean, he was a third or fourth liner on that team, but he was putting up 50 points 40 to 50 points every season. I mean, that's really good production out of a guy, and he's one of those heart kind of players, and he's always going 100%. You can tell he doesn't have the same kind of skill as a lot of those other guys have, but he's just always willing to do the work and really get into it, the nitty gritty. A lot of the same things I was talking about with Crosby. He just knows what he's doing on the ice. You know, it was kind of bad to see him leave the Lightning. He was looking for some more money and trying to get it while he could, and I totally agree with that. And so he was on the Oilers for 2 years, and only put up, both were 34 and 32 points, which isn't too bad. And last year at the trade deadline, he got traded to the Panthers and helped them into the playoffs, and now he's on the Kings. And you know, the real thing that I just wanted to notice about him is he's not even making it into that team right now. So it's kind of unfortunate to see. And I think he's only played 2 games for them. I mean, he can't even make it onto the third or fourth line right now. I think he will. I don't think there's any reason to believe that he's not going to be back in the league. He's just playing down in, I don't know, whoever their minor league team is. And he should for sure be coming up, especially with the way that the Kings have been playing. I would just say keep an eye out for him.
So instead
he might not be playing every night, but
instead of underrated, instead of underrated, you went for just not rated at all.
I mean, he is a very underrated player. I think a lot of teams would be lucky to have him as like a third or fourth line guy.
Yeah, kicking mean over the last 7 years. Seven seasons, 30 points, at least 30 points, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's solid, man. You don't talk about
this
guy.
For a fourth-line guy, I mean, you just have to watch him play to understand, like, what he does for a team, too. I mean, he will do pretty much anything you ask him to do, and he's one of those utility guys. Yeah, it's great to have on the ice, and I would just say keep an eye out, especially with the way the Kings have been playing, which is not great, and all the injuries that they've had. I would say keep an eye out for him. I think he can be a big impact guy for them going down the road.
Sure.
Cool.
All right. So that's my underrated guy, Teddy Purcell. Sean,
all right,
hit
for
us.
For me, I went with a player who I've loved for quite some time now, Marcus Johansson with the Washington Capitals.
Oh, surprising.
I know. I've always liked Mojo or Jojo or Mojo Jojo, whatever.
Mojo Jojo.
But every year, I know he's having a great year so far this year. He's got, like, I think he might be leading the team in points right now, but that's not going to continue.
Yeah, he's had his last, like, 3 games, he scored, like, 2 goals in each, so.
Yeah, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, it's nuts.
But every year with Caps fans, he seems to come up in trade rumors. People just want to trade him for something, and I've never understood why. Like, I've always found myself arguing with people on, like, Reddit about Marcus Johansson or in bars and stuff. And but, I mean, he's so important for the Capitals. I don't think people really realize it. He's a great possession player. He's great in transition. I mean, he carries the puck through the zone super well. Like, basically, if Mojo or Kuznetsov doesn't have the puck going through the neutral zone, I'm not completely sure it's going to get to the other side. And he's crazy important. He does everything, and he does everything well. He's obviously scoring well this year, but, you know, you can put him out there in any situation, and he's not going to make a mistake. He's just a good player.
Yeah, for sure.
Really consistent. I love him. He's one of them guys that are just, like, really pretty hockey players. Probably
yeah,
the best way I can put it. He always plays by the book. And he would follow his shot in basketball type guy. You know, he's a... It's interesting, for sure. He's real consistent. I mean, I think he's put up 40 points every year. I mean, I don't know for sure, but for the last 3 years, I'd say he's put up 30, 40 points for us. I mean, he's a good guy there.
Yeah,
tough to keep up with that speed.
Yeah, I guess he comes in as underrated because he plays on a team with Ovechkin and Backstrom and Kuznetsov, and, you don't really hear much about Johansson, and people are always trying to trade him. Like, what do you want to trade him for? He's great. Like, just keep him. Love him.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people. I think the reason for that is a lot of people don't really understand that you can't just have a team of all, you know, you can't just have a team full of Crosby, Ovechkin, Taves, etc.
If it was all Ovechkin. So.
Right.
It would just be nothing.
Of Ovechkin. So, I mean, like, you need these different kind of, everybody brings a little bit of different aspect to the game. And so I think Mojo Jojo is, I mean, obviously we're all Caps guys, so we know a lot about him, but I think he's a great player and definitely underrated. You totally understandable, you know, when you're playing on a team with the likes of Oshie and Backstrom. But he brings a ton to that. And it's really interesting to see how, you know, every coach through this period where they've kind of been running through coaches a little bit, every coach trusts him on the power play to be their guy, to be that guy. So, you know, I think that really speaks a lot to his talent and what he brings to the team. And it's nice to see him having such a good year so far this year. I mean, hopefully he can continue.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Well, I'm happy we did that and got to shout out some of those guys.
Yeah, no.
So shout out to the underrated guys.
We're
paying attention. Next up, we got a Jager watch.
Jager watch.
Jager watch.
Not a great Jager watch. He left. Well, it's got a happy ending. He left Saturday's game against the Capitals with a groin injury, but he's playing tonight, so he's cool. He's fine. That's just not good to see. I was a little worried when I didn't see him, you know, come back to the bench. Because he is 44.
You know, it kind of sucked because he goes off with an injury, and then right after that, Ovechkin scores the overtime winner and ties his league record for overtime winning goals at like 17. So yeah, I mean, but he's back out tonight. It's just luckily he's not a goaltender, or else that groin injury would have kept him out for about, you know, 3 months. But he's Jager, so he said, "Fuck it, just give me somebody else's tendons, and I'll work through it."
Jager probably perpetually has a groin injury, you know, getting a little extracurricular action, you know what I'm saying?
I know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
You know, he's Jager.
He's Jager.
Oh, he'll be fine. He'll 50, 60 goals this year.
Yeah, I mean, he was out on the power play tonight.
Don't be surprised. What they say, don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised if Jager puts up 60 goals this year.
Don't be surprised if Jager's the next president.
Of the Czech Republic.
Of the Slavic nations.
Czech Republic. We're not starting this again.
Andrew, all just fall in line behind Jager. They're like, you know what? I can get behind that.
Fuck it.
Andrew, what did...
You know what? This whole feud, guys.
this is our recurring segment. The boys do geography and socio-political commentary.
Gotta love it.
So
Andrew, what did your fantasy update for Jager say?
Oh yeah, I was pretty butthurt about this just because, you know, on the show we love us some Jags, and who doesn't, you know? Yeah. So this was from we have a fantasy hockey league, and my team is Moves Like Jager, and I've got Jager on
very
my team.
Very clever. Very clever.
Naturally. Thank you. So, you know, when you click on individual people, it'll give you a little update on him. And he was day-to-day, so I just kind of checked in on him and found out he was playing tonight. And the spin said, Jager left Saturday's game but didn't miss any contests with his groin ailment. The veteran only has 5 points through 12 games.
Groin ailment makes it sound gross.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got an ailment in the groin region. The veteran only has 5 points through 12 games, so he's clearly not the player he once was, but it's hard to look past a player with his resume.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, ESPN. He's 44.
Jesus.
He's obviously not the player he once
44.
Was.
He's 44.
Unbelievable.
You mean he's not the same player he was when he was 20?
He's not still one of the best players in the league? Are you kidding me?
That's ridiculous, man. Like, fucking ESPN, it's just typical. Like, obviously he's not the same player. Any team would kill to have him on their team. Ridiculous. Like, shut up, ESPN. Go back to covering the NBA. Nobody cares.
I just love, as soon as someone's critical of Jager, we're like, hey, man, shut up!
Hey, you shut up! You don't talk about him! That's my head!
We don't do that.
Yeah. We don't take criticism very well when Jager's involved.
I'm an emotional wreck.
Oh, you better believe it. When I thought he was going to be out, I was like, no. Because obviously I can't drop him from my team, but what am I supposed to do?
You can't. Yeah, you need to have your namesake on your team.
Oh, true. I mean, he's got that Pavel Datsyuk type morale booster on the bench, but I mean, I got to get some points, you know?
Speaking of fantasy team namesakes, I really need Johnny Gaudreau to break out. He's been
do anything.
Kind of had a slow start. So Johnny, come on, bud.
He'll figure it out.
He's not giving it to you. No, he's probably done.
Goudreau's tiny twig needs you.
First time I read that, I thought it said Boudreaux's, and I was like,
"Why are you picking on our boy, man? I would never." You know,
picking on Bruce.
We ready for some stud of the week?
Yeah, stud of the week. I could do some stud of the week.
Stud of the week.
Let's hear it.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Well, my stud of the week is the Columbus Blue Jackets cannon. That cannon, that's the most action anyone's gotten in a while down in Columbus, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, that cannon was going off left and right. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't score at home for the next, like, three games, because they just don't have any ammunition left for that for that cannon.
Guys, like, stop scoring.
You guys can't score. You know, we get this ammunition from, like, Russia, so we got to fly that in. Just make sure you don't play too well. And Columbus is like, okay.
Yeah, no, it's always been okay, because they're just like, oh, one goal a game. But they just blew, like, the whole first 3 months.
They blew their whole load in one game. If they had just spread those goals out over the next, like, week, they would have won, like, three or four games. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
Instead, they just blew it all at once.
Then they had to beat up on Almontoya.
Almontoya, cocaine traffickers.
I mean, that might be legitimately true, the way Bobrovsky's playing. Like, I mean, I think he's been playing great.
It's nuts. If you look at their goal differential, it's like, okay, first of all, Bobrovsky's, like, leading the league in a lot of stuff.
He's up there for sure.
He's been dope. But then you look at their goal differential, they have 21 goals against and 32 goals for. And you know it was all – so before that game, they were plus one. Plus one goal. And then all of a sudden, they're plus 10. It's like, holy shit.
Hey, man,
plus
numbers 11. Don't lie. Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. So that's my stud of the week. Go Columbus. That is pretty sweet. I wish every team had a cannon in their arena, because, I mean, you can't beat it.
I got a stud of the week here. We talked about him a little bit ago. I'm going to bring him back up. But Andrew Ladd.
Ooh.
I mean, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, he's got, what, 1 point?
One point. He signed a contract for $40 million, something like that, $38 million. I mean, man, that hurts bad. He's gonna be the next Clarkson for the Leafs, potentially. I don't know.
He's been very poor, and I mean, I don't even know what to blame it on, because.
Well, you have to think he's gonna bounce back. Maybe this is a kick in the ass he needs.
Well, you have to think that, but, like, I don't know what I can even attribute it to.
Probably being a fourth line.
I think the big thing you got to worry about is kind of like how Mike Green got that 1 year, you know, where it's just like they're bad at first and they're not getting it and they just don't get it. You know, it's like something mental clicks in and it's just they never really figure it out.
You know, when he scores, you think when he scores his first goal, he's going to do the monkey on his back thing, you throw the monkey down. You see players do that?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
He's just got the monkey.
10 games, right? 10 or 11 games. These are all overreactions, I feel like, for sure.
It's got the yips.
I don't know, 10 games, that's 20%, 15%.
Numbers.
Numbers.
We're getting there, guys. He needs to figure it out. Stud of the week.
All right. Stud of the week. Definitely.
All right, mine is Matt Martin of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but on Saturday, Leafs played the Canucks, and this thing just got way out of hand. There were a couple big hits, like midway through the third, including Nazem Kadri destroying Daniel Sedin. And that led to a scuffle and a little fight. Fast forward to about 5 minutes left in the game or so. Matt Martin has the puck down in the corner. And Canucks rookie Troy Stetcher, I think his name is, in his fourth ever NHL game, kind of hits him along the boards. Nothing crazy, just trying to get the puck from him, disrupt the play there. Martin turns around and is just like pissed off. Choke slams him to the ground. And just starts getting after him. Ryan Miller shoots out of the crease like a madman and just bear hugs him.
Yeah, Ryan Miller is so aggressive.
It was so crazy because I hadn't... The Vine that I saw, or whatever, I guess Vine's like getting destroyed, but whatever, the video that I saw, it just it just showed the part where Miller like runs from the crease.
Yeah, with no
and
context.
I was like, what the fuck, Ryan? Like, that is so aggressive. Like,
you know
chill,
him that
dude.
Well.
Yeah,
Ryan,
so
come on,
this game
bro.
Was
like, what the fuck, man?
It was already contentious, and I guess Matt Martin just had to show how big of a dick he was, so he starts beating on this rookie. So, I mean, good on Ryan Miller for not taking it, but it ended up in a whole line brawl situation. People just going at Matt Martin. They were not happy with Matt Martin.
Yeah, I did. You could see it's like Ryan Miller gets in there and, like, jumps on top of him.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know where the rest of Martin's team was.
Everyone on
There's
the
like
ice.
There's,
like, six just
guys
yeah.
on top of him. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what?
You going down, bro.
Oh, good.
But that's coincidentally our Sean Avery dick of the week. So there you go, Matt Martin. Congratulations.
Stud of the week.
Award.
Gudbrandsen, am I saying his name right? I think afterwards he said he put on Twitter and he said to like the media that Martin's dead. Like he's heated, dude.
Oh, he did.
So upset.
Yeah, what a heated rivalry there, the Canucks and the Leafs. That's going to be fun to follow.
Oh, yeah.
The season.
Yeah, you know.
Put that on Wednesday night.
The Wednesday night rivalry.
All right, anybody have anything else?
No, that's it.
Did you guys see Max Domi fucking drop?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Kesler?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, talking about fights. Oh, my.
It's good.
Apple doesn't far from the tree there.
Yeah,
the
no
old
shit.
Domies.
Oh, my God. And Ryan Kesler is no...
Yeah, he's a tough dude. He's a tough dude.
He's a fighter.
Got one punch by a child.
One punch by like a 20-year-old. That's gotta hurt.
Ooh.
That's gotta hurt the old sack. yeah. Other than that, no. I think I'm good.
All right then. Well, thank you for joining the Odd Man Rush. Remember to press subscribe. Maybe leave a review. Tell a friend to press subscribe. Tell their
and
friend.
Even if you want to leave a shitty review, you know, just let us know what you're thinking.
Yeah, whatever.
I leave so many reviews at this point. It's
starting to get embarrassing. You know,
and they're all like, talk about
Yager,
food.
We take
more.
Criticism really well. So, you know, just let us know. Let us know what you're thinking.
All right. Follow us on Twitter @_oddmanrush and send us an email @theoddmanrushpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take us out, DJ Rico.
Hey, hey.
DJ Rico on the track.